From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A judge in Michigan says a sports doctor who sexually assaulted young gymnasts and other girls will be in darkness for the rest of his life.
My page only goes to 100 years. Sir, I'm giving you 175 years.
Larry Nassar pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting seven people with his hands, but the hearing has been open to all of his accusers. More than 150 women and girls have given statements or had them read by others. Nassar worked at Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics, which trains Olympians. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is now looking to interview U.S. President Donald Trump about his firing last year of former FBI Director James Comey and one-time National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. It's part of Mueller's ongoing criminal probe into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mueller is investigating whether Trump obstructed justice when, as Comey says, Trump asked him to drop his probe of Flynn's contacts with Russia when he was heading the FBI's Russia probe. At least three people were killed and 20 others injured in an attack on the Save the Children office in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. Save the Children's COO Carlos Carraza confirmed those deaths earlier today.
We are devastated and very sad to announce that today three of our staff have been killed in Afghanistan.
A government spokesman said a group of armed men stormed the compound after a suicide bomber detonated a car bomb at the entrance. Save the Children has condemned the attack in the strongest terms. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Twin car